flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I asked a girl out, and guys, here's a tip. If they don't text you back right away, you're dead in the water. It's over. Because I text a girl, it took her 4 days. And she's like, oh my God, I'm the worst texter. And I go, huh? Yeah. And then I answer, and then 3 days later, she goes, oh my God, I spaced. I'm so bad at this. No one's bad at texting, by the way. No one on this planet. And it's just such a excuse. Because I did finally get her out to dinner. And all night she's just hunched over her phone like this. I go, oh, I see you're getting the hang of it.
What a mess. You would think that we are just a bunch of nitwits in here that have never done our job a single day in our lives. But over the weekend, I'm not quite sure. We're in this building, okay? We share studios, allegedly. I don't know anybody else who's really doing a whole lot of sharing outside of everybody wants ours.
Kevin uses other studios sometimes.
He has to.
Well, I believe other people use the studio because they have
to. No, they don't. They have their own time and studio.
I doubt that they want to go re-log into other people's stuff just for funsies.
Well, at some point over the weekend, I guess all the studios were taken, but they must have had an ESPN party in here because everybody was logged in from everybody around that works at ESPN, and now nothing works.
And my mic is loose now. I hate them.
It's crazy.
Kevin.
The TVs don't work.
TVs don't work. Well, My chair was all high up. This mic is ruined.
In fairness, we fight these TVs an awful lot.
Because these are terrible TVs. That being said,
they changed the channel. Somebody changed the channel, didn't put it back, and now we have to battle the TV because they're bad TVs.
Right. I don't know why they changed the channel, but they did.
Probably to watch some sort of sporting event.
Watch it somewhere else.
Right, on your phone or something.
Pull it up in your phone if you have to.
I don't think it is. I mean,
there's like 15 TVs in the ESPN studio.
I'm sure someone else was in there.
They have two studios over there. We have one.
Right.
Both were taken?
If they're on the air, then their producer's in there.
That must be nice.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, and having another room.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. My computer works just fine.
Because nobody wants your trash section of the studio.
Your section hits walls and you're in a corner by yourself.
Right. They had to install wood paneling on the wall because you can't sit there like a normal person without scuffing it up. That's how bad the positioning is in your spot.
I think it's cozy.
Meanwhile, we don't have a TV that works. Because they had to change the channel.
Oh, my God. You really have to calm down.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
You've got low standards, I guess. Kevin and I have high standards.
We have problems with that TV all the time.
We wouldn't have this problem, though, if they didn't change the channel. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone.
Or what if we had TVs that worked?
I mean, that would be nice.
Because I bet the expectation is that if you change the channel, because they were able to change the channel just fine. Mm-hmm. Now we're the ones struggling to get it back.
Right. It worked when they were in here.
Right.
So what'd they do? You're making my point.
Right.
What could they have done?
Don't know.
Right.
I'm not a TV guy.
I don't think that there's anything they could have done unless every time it doesn't work for us, it's something we did.
How about this for step one? Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Put it on. Mm-hmm. We have the news on we're a morning show.
I know, but wouldn't the expectation be that the TV would just work for us?
That would be nice.
Okay, but I don't think other people know the battle that we have to go through.
This isn't the first time this has happened.
I know, and other people don't know that. They don't know that when we come in, we can't change.
Why do you always take other people's side
instead of us?
Because what you guys are mad about is unreasonable.
Or if you knew something, put it back it was.
There it is.
Okay, I'll give you that.
My kids have learned to do that.
Yeah, Gavin, and they're kids.
Right.
These are grown adults.
I'll give you that. Put it back.
Finally, she's on our side.
Finally. Took a while.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to get back to ESPN in a second. But in the meantime, though, we have to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles.
I forgot. I'm not fine.
I mean,
hit them high.
I wanted them to win just for Gavin's sake.
Thank you.
Because also we always get to do some sort of fun bet.
Well, this is in the past that when it's been against the Niners. But listen, I think that I speak for America when I say that at this point, the Eagles are America's team.
I agree.
Is there who is left that still wants Kansas City to win the Super Bowl?
And guess what? I have to tell you, that's Taylor Swift's fault.
I don't know. We can't blame this all on Taylor Swift.
I'm not saying we blame it at all on her, but the fact that they've gone to the Super Bowl so many times and there's all this extra coverage because of her, I think we've got media fatigue.
She only came around in the last year. This has been going on for a while.
That's how powerful she is.
Wow.
I'm not sure I understand that one, but okay. If we have to get rid of Taylor Swift, I'll get rid of Taylor Swift so the Eagles can win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Isn't everybody just exhausted seeing Kansas City in the Super Bowl? It can't just be me.
Haven't the Eagles gone to the Super Bowl kind of a lot in the past, like, 5 years?
They've gone twice.
Twice. Only twice.
Yeah. No, three times, because there was one time that I had a Super Bowl party, but you wouldn't come. Because you were too stressed out to watch the Eagles.
That was the one they won.
Oh, and then they lost.
And then they lost 2 years ago to the Chiefs.
Yikes. But which one was the one where you went outside of your house and tried to climb the light pole?
I believe that was a playoff game.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To go to the Super Bowl.
Got it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we're climbing the light poles again.
Right. That's apparently a Philadelphia thing.
If you don't know, this is what we do. We climb the light poles. We tear them down.
Right.
Why? Because we're happy.
We turn cars over.
That's right.
Because we're having such a good time.
Make the city grease the poles. Grease the poles.
So people can't climb up them.
I'm just saying, watching the Chiefs win again, I was like, not again. Who are their fans? I see, and I get it. You want to back a winning team. I get that. I understand why kids...
If you're in Kansas City, obviously.
No, I'm talking about here.
Oh, okay.
That's why I see so many kids wearing Kansas City stuff. I get it. They're the team. When I was a kid, it was the Cowboys. Everybody was a Cowboys fan because the Cowboys were really good. Okay, fine.
About that.
That's if you're a kid. If you're a grown person, why are you rooting for the Chiefs? Unless you grew up a Chiefs fan, why? It's like going to a casino and rooting for the house. I really hope that you go over on this hand.
You don't think that people can just like start to like a team and then are they supposed to stop liking the team?
Well, if you grew up a Chiefs fan, I'll allow that. Especially because the Chiefs were really bad for a long time.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this also. Again, the Taylor Swift effect.
It's not just Taylor Swift.
I know that. But, I mean, you even said last season, like, oh, I think it's so great that there's so many more people watching
now.
Well, I do. Well, those people, what team do you think they're rooting for?
That's a good point.
Right. So the problem.
So here's what I need to do. I need to remind everybody about all the bad things about the Chiefs.
Like what?
Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No kidding.
Right. Now we're all back on board, okay, with Chiefs hate. Two, their racist chant.
Do they have a racist chant?
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to do it.
Really?
The Washington at least had the sense to change their mascot. Chiefs are still, we're the Chiefs, and we're gonna remind you of that. Two, we've seen too much Patrick Mahomes and his stupid, ugly face. Mm-hmm. Okay? Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm. Other things. He's in too many commercials and I'm sick of it. Okay. Three. And everybody, let's not forget Harrison Butker.
Oh, right.
Right. That terrible kicker.
Right.
And he's a very good kicker, but he's a terrible brain.
Well, and he said like women shouldn't do anything.
Yeah. Right. So there you go. All right. So we're all rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl, right?
I will root for the Eagles.
Thank you, Katie. Kevin?
Yes. The Chiefs can't win anymore.
Thank you.
We're on the same page just for this one.
Okay, thank you.
Does that make
you
feel better?
I'm assuming the silence is all of our listeners also being like, yeah, no, F the Chiefs. Go Eagles. They're America's team.
I would love for people to text in to 909-1065. Are you going to root for the Chiefs? And if so, why? Because I would like to know. It's a good question.
I don't want to see those.
No, I do.
I'm so confident that this is the year for Eagles to become America's team that I got a text message from somebody who is a passionate Cowboys fan, the sworn enemies of the Eagles, saying that he is going to root for the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
He's like, I never thought it would happen, but it's going to happen. And because of that, I feel like I should eat some vegetables too.
And
he's going to eat some vegetables for the first time possibly in his life.
Wow, Eagles are making a change.
All right. Okay, so there we go. Let's go, Eagles! Super Bowl's in 2 weeks.
Okay, I can't listen to you talk about this for 2 weeks, just so you know. We have to put a referendum on how much you talk about it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
It is a new year, and with a new year comes new trends, and wedding trends are always part of that. And I have a list here of the top 10 wedding trends for this year.
Okay.
And some of these I think are fine. Actually, one of them I think is great. But the rest of them, I don't know. Maybe I'm just becoming an old fuddy-duddy.
Okay.
But I feel like you're an a-hole if you have some of these. Here we go. Let me know what you guys think. And okay. You can always text in to 909-1065 as well. Number one on here is you hire a wedding content creator.
Oh, that's fun.
Not somebody who handles the wedding, somebody who handles how the wedding looks on social media.
Okay. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Because
why would you hire somebody for that?
Well,
because I'm not going to do it if it's my wedding.
But what do you need that for? Why do you need everybody else to see your wedding so bad?
I think it's kind of like a wedding videographer, but like for social media. So it's faster.
Okay.
It's in the moment.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it is.
Well, he might be right.
I think it's more.
Instead of shooting like a wedding video,
like
they shoot it in a way that your video is something that could be like a reel maybe.
I seen someone go up the trail of the wedding dress to the bride and then to the groom making out. Well, kissing, but it's beautiful.
The number two on here for wedding trends of the year, this one I like, small wedding parties. No more of these 20 bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Oh, my God.
It's two each or three each, and that's it.
Unless you have... So, like, my girls, for example, I have four daughters. I'd love to think that they will each put all of their sisters in their bridal party.
Right.
But then that doesn't leave any room for friends. So, then on top of that, if they want, like, one or two friends to be with them, okay, well, now we're at five.
Right.
So... I think if it's a whole bunch of your friends, I think that's weird.
I agree.
Pick your besties and keep it pushing.
Here's another one. Mismatched bridesmaid dresses.
I love that.
Mm-mm.
You love it. You hate it.
I like the uniformity.
No, I always felt like because everybody's size is usually different or just body type is different. I always loved the idea of, okay, here is the color. Go find a dress that makes you look great in this color.
Yeah.
And everybody just wears the same color, but it can be different styles.
I kind of like that. Mm. You don't like that?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, speaking of dresses, this one seems super douchey. Multiple wedding dresses.
Yes.
I kind of like it.
Get off your high horse.
What? Does that make a, why is that a high horse?
Because the wedding dresses are like $1,000, if not more. Okay.
Hey, mine weren't.
Right.
Okay. It's.
But this says you get married in one, then
you do the
change
reception in the
into
other.
Another one.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Come on.
I think it seems
You're not
so,
Lady Gaga.
I think it seems so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Men get to take their jacket off. They can take their tie off if they want. Women are in like something that's like there's corsets and there's boning.
Right.
And your boobs are pushed up. It's like, can I enjoy? Can I be comfortable at my reception? Because
right.
You get to.
Why don't you just get married in the comfortable one?
It's not pretty for pictures.
Oh, my God. Okay. These are new wedding trends. You know, first dance. The couple has a first dance.
Yeah.
Couple has a last dance, too. Everybody has to clear off the dance floor for the last dance so the couple can have the last dance. How do we feel about that one?
You know, the only good thing about that is that it solidifies the end of the wedding and now it's time for everybody to leave.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Although when the lights come on, that's pretty much a time like, okay, everybody get out.
Well, I mean...
No?
It depends on where you get married.
Okay.
There might not be lights.
Experiential wedding weekends. So you get married on like a Sunday.
Okay.
But everybody comes in for the weekend. You have planned the entire weekend.
No. Yes, that's fun.
No. Well,
scavenger hunts and escape
yes.
rooms.
No.
And
oh, God,
stuff
no.
like that.
No, I mean, maybe we all like... have plans to go meet at a bar or something.
Yeah,
but
meet
like,
at a bar. No, your wedding sounds ratchet.
This is during the weekend.
Right.
This isn't the wedding
imagine
day.
Imagine a destination wedding.
Right. So we'll all meet at a restaurant. Anybody that wants to come can. But then other than that, I'm going to take a... First of all, you already spent a bunch of money to come to my wedding. Enjoy your vacation. Come to my wedding. The rest of the time can be yours.
But I guess it would be like you also pay for them to do things while they're there right. that weekend.
I'm not doing that either.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm not coming to your wedding.
So my best friend is a wedding photographer, and he has absolutely said this is a huge trend. Drone footage. How do we feel about drone footage
for your
wedding?
I feel like it's stupid. What is it for?
What?
What is it for?
To make it look grandiose.
Yeah. Aerial shot and dive into a POV. Oh.
But then what are you doing with that?
You're putting it on your wedding video.
For memories.
And social media and stuff like that.
To relive the moment.
I will say that the drone footage does make it easier to make it look like what you have is way bigger and more expensive than what it is.
But why? I don't understand why that's necessary. Now, if the drone can come in and you can get amazing shots from like crazy angles, but I mean like photographs, not video.
Well, what would you take? Drone photos.
I mean, if you could...
Unless you're going to go, like, you know, 500 feet up and take a picture.
Or you bring it down.
Why wouldn't you just use a camera?
Yeah.
Maybe you can get different angles that a camera can't.
I can't wear her.
What?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what kind of angle that would be.
Yeah. What angle can a human not do that a drone can do?
I don't know. Up higher. You don't need a ladder. Shut up.
And the last one on here for wedding trends, Katie would 100% be behind themed dress codes. Now, as long as, like, you liked it, but, like, I can see you, like, being like, I don't want everybody to come dressed as a character from Narnia. But, like, I can totally see you being like, okay, so everybody come in, like, a 1920s kind of a thing.
I would absolutely not do that because that is putting people out in such a dramatic way after you've already had them come to a bridal shower. Then they came to your wedding. They got to buy you gifts. Then they got to come to the reception. I'm not going to make you wear a costume.
The only way
I might be like black tie. I might say that, or cocktail attire. But short of that,
if your vows are in character, I'll do it. Like, if you're just like, hey, toots.
Oh, my.
Okay, actually, I would do that.
I promise to be your hubby for the rest of my life, which is only 10 more years because it's 1920 and malaria is still a thing.
So, I would do that for a couple if they did that.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Oh, it is time for us to go back and let that aloha lifestyle, shaka, just wash over us like the tides of the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Welcome to Hang 10. You're playing for Katy Perry tickets on the Wake Up Call. Coming to the Chase Center. When, are you a big Katy Perry fan?
Oh, absolutely.
When's the last time she even went on a tour? Hasn't it been a while?
I don't think it's been as long as you think. Because I remember
she
thinking
she had
like,
a Vegas residency.
That's right. She had a Vegas residency. All right.
Because I remember thinking like, oh, and as a new mom.
Well, we're going to be doing this all week, giving away Katy Perry tickets. And have you ever played Hang 10 before?
No, but I've heard someone else play.
Okay, great. All right. So, Katie's going to give you three different categories. Then you'll have 10 seconds to name five things that apply to each category. Each one is worth a point. You need 11 points to win. It's actually not that difficult, I think. You want to practice round?
Yes, please.
You got it. Well, how polite. All right.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five different kinds of flowers. Go.
Daisy, lily, rose, carnation, violet.
There you go. That's five right there. All right. Congratulations. All right. Listen, you did great. Now we're going to play for real.
Yeah.
Tang 10 on the wake up call. Katie.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five different brands of shoes. Go.
Vans, Nike, Adidas.
Wow.
Okay, and it's no, like you just powered
you
down.
Just stopped. Yeah, what happened?
No lady shoes in there.
Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
Nothing?
Nothing?
My brain had a freeze.
Oh, yeah, we heard it. Happens. We heard it.
All right. It's okay. Shake it off. You got 3 points. You're on the board. It's not nothing. All right. So now moving on to the next category, playing for Katy Perry tickets. Katie, what's the next category?
Okay, next category. In 10 seconds, name five different chip flavors. Oh. Go.
Doritos, Hot Cheetos, Takis?
Okay.
You know you have to name more than three, right?
And you have to name flavors, not chips.
I'm going to give them. I'll still give it to
them. Yeah.
Dorito, when you say Dorito, that is a flavor to me.
That's a flavor.
No, it's not. Sure. They have nacho cheese, Cool Ranch.
I know, but if you're just saying Cool Ranch, you say
Salsa
Cool Ranch.
Salsa Verde.
Yeah, Salsa nobody, Verde. I've never seen that.
It's the green one.
Listen, you got 6 points. You can do this.
Yes.
I believe in you.
Me too.
You need 11 to win, though. All right, so let's buckle down, put on a helmet, and let's play. Are you ready to play for real this time, Christina?
Yeah, oh my God, so nerve-wracking.
Okay,
don't
now remember,
nervous. It's okay.
You need to name more than three things, okay? All right, here we go. Katie, take it away.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five Disney movies. Go.
Mulan, Sleeping Beauty, Swan Princess. Little Mermaid. Snow okay. White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I don't know what Swan Princess is.
Yeah. I'm sure it's...
I think she said Frog and the Prince.
Is that...
Princess Frog.
Did you say Frog?
Was that movie about the Swan Princess?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a movie.
Swan Princess?
Yes.
Made by Disney?
It is a very deep cut. But
made by Disney.
I don't know how to check that.
Well, look up add the word Disney to the Google search.
Got it. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'll give it
Swan
to
Princess.
You. Swan Princess. We all love that one.
I love it. Yeah.
What's her name? Swan Princess. All right. Still not 11 points, but you know what? We're going to give you the tickets anyway.
Yeah. That was a good time.
You got it.
So scary.
It is the scariest thing you'll hear today. Hang 10. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. And again, we're going to play this all week. Yeah, I didn't think this was going to stump people like it did.
But, I love it. I think it's so funny.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is it. This is the moment we have all been waiting for. For Katie to win or lose in Are You Smarter Than Katie? Are you nervous?
Always. I have generalized anxiety disorder.
That's true. Let's find out if caller 17 is nervous. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Are you nervous?
I am nervous.
You have generalized anxiety disorder.
Probably right now, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture for a jackpot that is $60 today. We're building the jackpot. That is, unless you are smarter than Katie. She has left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question 1. We now have our teams for the Super Bowl. One is the mighty Philadelphia Eagles. And the other is the whack-ass Kansas City Chiefs. The rematch from 2023 will take place in New Orleans on February 9th on Fox. The Roman numerals are LIX. What is that?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
3 seconds. Passing? Okay, pass. Okay.
Bye.
Question 2. Luigi Mangione may not have been proven guilty of murdering that CEO from United Healthcare yet, but he is guilty of winning our hearts. And his story is already being actively turned into a movie. Dave Franco said that he has received countless messages asking him to play Luigi Mangione because he looks exactly like him. Who is Dave Franco's brother? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
John Franco?
Okay. Question 3. President Trump tried to send a plane of deported immigrants to Colombia, which was then turned away by the Colombian president. In response, Donald Trump put a 25% tariff on Colombia, which turns out is where most of our roses come from. So, experts are saying expect to see higher prices on roses this Valentine's Day. Sorry, Kevin. True or false, blue roses are not found in nature?
False.
Question 4. Actor Jesse Eisenberg was interviewed on Friday and was asked his opinion of Mark Zuckerberg since he played him in a movie once. Eisenberg said that he can't understand why not just Zuckerberg, but all billionaires don't work harder to try to improve the lives of people around the world since they actually could do that. It's a great question. What movie did Eisenberg play Zuckerberg?
Eisenberg?
Yes.
I don't know this one.
All righty. And question 5. You know how when you go see a movie, there could be tons of commercials and trailers before the movie actually starts? Well, yeah. Connecticut could soon pass an actual law that would force movie theaters to tell you exactly when a movie starts. So if a movie is listed at 7:35, but there's 18 minutes of trailers and commercials, what time does that movie actually start?
7:52?
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brittany, what are we doing this morning?
I'm actually taking my cat to go get fixed right now.
You're taking your cat to go get fixed? What's that cat's name?
Zoe.
Zoe?
Zoe.
Oh, that's fun.
Named after your daughter.
Did you name that cat after my daughter? Probably.
Yes.
Right. Yes. That's wonderful. That'll make her very happy. Poor Zoe. Going to get fixed, but we get it.
Well, yeah, it's gotta get done.
All right. Well, Brittany, I'm gonna put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We got our teams for the Super Bowl.
Yes, we do.
One's the dumb Chiefs, and the other is who?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S!
Oh my God, I can't do this for TV.
I love it.
It's going to be in New Orleans on the 9th. The Roman numerals are L-I-X. What is that?
Oh boy.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 105.
What?
59.
Oh.
How did you get 100?
How long ago do you think we've been playing
literally.
Super Bowls?
Right.
159 years ago.
Kind of thought so. All right. I don't know why not.
I mean, that would have been like Gettysburg time.
Oh, so no?
No.
Okay.
No. Right, question two, though. Luigi Mangione.
Oh, God. America's sweetheart.
Oh.
Daddy, I love him. They're already turning that into a movie.
Of course.
And you know what actor is being heavily pursued to play him?
I actually do.
Dave Franco.
Right.
Yeah. Looks just like him.
I mean, it looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Who's Dave Franco's brother?
James Franco.
James Franco. And he's still canceled, right?
Yeah, he's a creep.
Okay. Question three. I don't know if you saw this story. President Trump tried to fly a plane of deported immigrants to Colombia, and the Colombian president turned him away.
Right.
Now, update on that story, by the way. Colombia is going to take those deported people, but they have to go to Honduras first. It's complicated. But
well,
anyway.
I'm sure you have to have some sort of system set up. You can't just fly a plane to another country.
Right. But Donald Trump was mad, so then he put 25% tariff on Colombia, which turns out that's where we get most of our roses.
Uh-huh.
And experts are saying, so expect roses to be a lot more expensive this Valentine's Day. True or false? Blue roses are not found in nature.
They are not found in nature? I think true.
You can find blue roses in nature. They are the rarest color of roses.
That's what they say about me.
You're the rarest rose?
Yeah.
Or look at her, she's blue.
No, rarest rose.
Question four. Actor Jesse Eisenberg played Mark Zuckerberg once in a movie, and he was asked his opinion about Mark Zuckerberg. And he said, not just Zuckerberg, but all billionaires. He goes, I don't understand why you have all that money and you don't spend every day trying to think about how can I help humanity? It's a great question, because they actually could. With their money, they actually could make a difference for humanity, all of humanity. Anyway.
Maybe not all of humanity.
They probably could.
Substantial.
What movie did Eisenberg play Zuckerberg?
The Social Network.
The Social Network. Question five. You know how when you go see a movie, there could be tons of commercials and trailers before the movie even starts?
Yes.
Well, Connecticut could soon pass a law that would force movie theaters to tell you exactly when the movie starts.
That is so funny.
So if a movie is listed at starting at 7:35,
okay,
but there's 18 minutes of trailers and commercials before it, when does the movie actually start?
Okay.
7:53. That is correct. All right. Brittany, are you there?
Yes.
How's Zoe doing?
Oh, she's doing great.
Good. Well, she's doing great right now.
She's going to feel fine soon.
Final score. Brittany and Zoe, you got one. Katie got three.
Ooh.
Katie wins.
Oh.
Katie wins.
You know what, Brittany? You're frazzled.
You are frazzled.
Your baby's going in to get fixed.
How old is Zoe?
Yes. She's a year old.
And what does she look like? What kind of color is she?
She is the, like, tabby, gray, amber, and black.
I want to push my face in her belly so bad.
Okay, don't tell me.
All right, well, what is it that you have to tell us? You are not
smarter than Katie.
It's okay.
No, okay.
Well, we'll figure it out.
We'd get there eventually.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We want to know, what is your sad flex? What is a pathetic accomplishment that you are proud of? Call us right now, 916-909-1065. These are always hysterical to hear. And, you know, we're getting into this because a friend of mine recently flexed on me by sending me a picture from Dave & Buster's. And it was that they have on a Dave & Buster's card 57,000 tickets.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
57,000. And they informed me also that was after they already went to the gift shop.
And are they saving for something special?
I sure hope so.
Well, yeah.
I hope that's not from one visit to Dave & Buster's, because if that's the case, you broke the law.
Get a life. Yeah.
Or get a life. Touch grass, nerd.
Yeah.
So 916-909-1065. Do we have some? Yeah, we do. We're going to get to ours in a second. First of all, let's talk to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
All right, so what is your pathetic flex?
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing that Cindy is not even my real name.
Oh,
that's amazing. Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Okay.
So, you know, when I was a kid, I got the first NES Nintendo that came out. And I played Super Mario Brothers so much that I taught or learned how to play certain levels with the controller upside down.
What?
Wow.
That is some skill.
It's amazing. God, Cindy, congratulations.
Cindy, I love that you used an anonymous name for that. That is so funny. Let's talk to Annie. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
All right, so I think this one's going to impress Katie.
Oh.
What is your sad and pathetic flex?
Oh, my sad and pathetic flex is how high of a level I am in Candy Crush.
Uh-oh. Now, Katie's been playing Candy Crush for years.
Years.
Yes.
Me too.
Okay. All right. So, first of all, what is your level? Or should we ask Katie what her level is first?
I don't even know that I know my level. I'm trying to look. Okay. I'm on. Hold on. Okay. You go. What level are you on?
I'm on 9,320.
Okay. Okay.
What is yours?
Oh, I'm on level 863.
Oh, wow. You're not even close.
You're not even trying.
What a loser.
Why are you still playing?
Annie, thank you so much. 916-909-1065. All right. So, Katie, you do have a pathetic flex,
well,
though.
I have a couple, what? And I'm pretty proud of them.
Go ahead.
I know every state in its capital.
Yes, she does. Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
See?
Oh, yeah. Flex.
I know all the presidents in order.
Wow.
And I know the preamble to the Constitution.
Give us a little taste.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense. Wow. Do you want me to keep going?
You could.
Oh, I could.
Wow. Yeah. Kevin, what is your pathetic flex?
I'm a diamond ranked player in Team Fight Tactics.
That's the most pathetic.
Yeah.
It's hard to get up there.
We've seen you just open that app and it's playing itself.
I'm literally almost to master.
I've watched you it plays itself.
You're well, that hater. Might not be the same game.
Kevin, is it the same game you're talking about?
Yeah.
okay, I was trying to stick up for you.
My pathetic flex is I know hella about dinosaurs. That's right.
You really
fellas,
do.
Guard your ladies.
Yeah.
Because I know so much about dinosaurs. What do you want to know? What do you want to know? I got it.
Which one's the biggest?
Which one's the biggest? Yeah. Diplodocus.
Okay.
Okay. It was. There's also Ultrasaur, but there's a speculation on whether or not that was
real. Is there some controversy?
There's controversy about a lot of them. Like, did you know that Brontosaurus is not real? It's actually an Apatosaurus. race, but there was a race, and back in the day when we were finding fossils,
yeah,
like we thought, I actually always thought this would make a great movie.
Okay.
That there was such a race to make dinosaurs exciting that they found an apatosaur and they switched the head. They put the head on the tail and called it a brontosaurus to get people to come see that instead of the apatosaurus. And it worked. And it worked so well with marketing that the name brontosaurus caught on more than apatosaurus. I know that a Parasaurolophus is the only dinosaur that we know what it actually sounded like.
I had the decency to stop doing the preamble. We put this up on Facebook. Maxine said, I have no unread emails in my everyday email.
Wow, well, that's
my circa 1998 hotmail.com email. Oh, Griselda said, I can make my left eye squeak. Summer squeak. Said, I was once told that I was the best toast butterer. And Rachel just said one word, widow.
Oh, jeez. That's a strange flex.
That's what we asked for.
I'm the head of accounting over at Hewlett-Packard. Yeah, my husband's dead.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake-Up Call.
You love Andy Cohen.
Oh, my God, I love him.
So, Kelly Ripa and Andy Cohen.
Great friends.
They are?
They're very, very good friends.
That's cute. I'll bet that their dinner parties are a hoot.
They are.
Because I love Kelly Ripa.
They are.
I think that she's, I would never watch her show, but like as a human being, she makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You know? So, the two of them are talking. They're talking about something that I am doing, dry January, and they say something that I thought was just me. And I hated kind of myself, went through a little period of self-loathing about it. You know what? I'm going to play the clip and then I'm going to tell you how I felt.
Usually a little weight loss comes my way after.
Really?
Not really. That's not really happening yet.
I told you when I quit drinking, I expected there to be this windfall of weight loss because everybody's like, well, you are going to get too skinny and you can't blah, blah, blah. You can't afford to lose it.
And what happened?
I gained 12 pounds.
No.
I was like, I don't understand this magical weight loss.
First of all, Kelly Ripa, don't ever talk to any of us about weight loss again. Okay. Second of all, I feel you, girl. Okay. I am now, what? We're almost done with dry January. And let me tell you something. I feel worse.
Oh.
How do you feel worse?
First of all, I'm not allowed to have alcohol.
Okay, right.
Sometimes daddy wants to unwind at the end of the night with a drinky drink.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. So that makes me.
You gotta find a replacement.
I didn't gain weight because of Set Point Wellness, thank God, but I haven't lost any weight.
Okay.
I've been treading water.
So the weight loss usually starts coming in like the second month.
Oh,
it's not BS. It is true. That's number one. Number two, especially the first month that you stop drinking, the reason you don't lose weight right away is because you are probably consuming some of those calories just in other ways. Alcohol has a ton of sugar in it. So when you cut it out of your life and your body reacts to alcohol in a way where it just like remembers everything about it for a while, your brain's like, I remember.
Well, at least some part of my body can remember something.
I remember that you were giving me all that sugar. So then you want to eat things that you probably wouldn't normally eat because you'd be getting that sugar somewhere else.
So you're saying I've been consuming more sugar?
Probably.
I don't think I have. I don't think I have. I don't have a sweet tooth. Like, it's not like I'm eating cake or anything like that. Like, I'm not really. One thing that I know I'm eating more of, almost at an addictive level, and I'm pissed about it, I discovered these hard pretzels that I got at the grocery store.
Okay.
And they are a revelation.
Okay.
And now instead of having like a little glass of whiskey before I go to sleep, I'm sitting there freebasing hard pretzels out of the bag. And oops, I dropped some for the dog. Okay, I never did that before. I'm just throwing caution to the wind now because I stopped drinking. Not drinking is ruining my life, is what I'm trying to say. Just like Andy Cohen and Kelly Ripa. Oh, I'm glad we're all having a good laugh about this. Gavin's life.
Okay, so I was thinking this morning while I was brushing my teeth, I've been thinking you were looking thinner in your face.
Don't try this now.
Hold on, just stay with me. And it occurred to me, oh, it's because he hasn't been drinking.
She's trying to seduce me, Kevin.
I'm not.
She's giving you a compliment.
What have you thought?
I thought the exact same
thing. You did not, yes. You liar.
When I look at you right now, it's chiseled.
I mean, your face is less puffy yeah. because you're not drinking alcohol.
Is that it, though? Is that all I get?
No, you'll get...
Because you taught me I can gua sha that away.
Well, you can, but you haven't been, so...
Well, but I could always start.
If you continued to not consume alcohol, you would lose weight.
I say stick with it. It's working.
Well, apparently it's the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
You got to get through the hump.
I'm miserable, Kevin.
You know, find different outlets.
Like what?
Have you tried weed?
You think I'm eating too many pretzels now?
After like 2 weeks, it didn't get easier?
I mean, is it easier? It was never like super hard, except for those moments right before bedtime. Mm. Or like what was really bad, going to like a New Year's party.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you this, everyone. Going to a Super Bowl party. No, not doing it. Gonna have something to drink at a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
You know why? Because I'm American and this is America.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's the A in ATF?
Alcohol.
That's right.
I thought it was America, too.
Right. To be fair, I do not know what T stands for.
Tobacco.
Oh, okay. So anyway, there's if you're thinking about doing dry January next year or getting sober, just know Uncle Gavin doesn't recommend it.
Oh my God.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.